This is Jim Field.
And Stacey Linford.
And this is Your Niche Nivali. By the way, spoiler alert.
Yes.
Next Sunday, not this Sunday, next Sunday, the 16th, that's Father's Day.
Yes, I was aware.
Okay.
I'm good.
Just giving you the heads up. Didn't want to wait till next weekend.
I've been thinking of some ideas. I haven't quite settled on it yet. But.
Okay. Didn't want to wait till next weekend because, you know, that'd be too late to come up with some creative ideas and things. Mm-hmm. So, very good. It's a big deal.
It is.
It's a big deal.
Yes.
Mom and Dad did a lot for us when we were growing up. Mm-hmm. More than we know.
Yeah.
Well, you know now.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Because you got one at home and one on the way. So you know exactly what Mom and Dad did for you. So,
yes, a lot.
Yeah. You appreciate it a lot more when you're a little older and you realize they weren't kidding.
No. Yeah. You really do.
16th, June 16th, Father's Day, right? We got Mom taken care of last month. Now it's time to take care of Mom. So don't forget. This is your 1 week warning.
Yes.
Okay. You don't get a 2 minute warning, you get a 1 week warning. Okay. You know, I was out the other day, week or two ago, I was gone for a few days on a little trip, a little vacation, and I remember as I was gone, all of a sudden I get this text that pops onto my phone, and it's from this gal named Stacy that I know, and she says, "Hey, a fella just dropped off some rhubarb. What do you want me to do with it?" Because I was gone that week.
Right.
I said, "Well, just, you know, toss it in the fridge and I'll take care of it later." So I finally did, took it home. Nice thing with rhubarb is it lasts a little bit of time in the fridge. Took it home, made some rhubarb crisp.
Yes.
From a recipe that I got from a listener.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
it
cool.
We were talking about rhubarb some years ago on the air and how much I love that. And doggone it, you can't find it in stores and all that kind of stuff. And lo and behold, I had a couple of folks bring in bags of rhubarb.
Wow.
Because they had too much out of their backyard gardens and stuff. And one of them brought a recipe for rhubarb crisp.
Hmm.
So I whipped that up because I always like that. That's always wonderful. And as I was getting ready to do that, a few days earlier, I remember saying something around the office about it, and I remember a few noses going up in the air, like, ew, really?
What?
Oh, is that any good? I think one of them might have been yours.
It could have been.
Could have been.
But
then,
skeptical.
Then we made it, brought it in, and you tried it.
I did. I liked it.
Is it okay?
Yeah, it was good.
Good. So now you're a big rhubarb fan.
Oh, I don't know about fan. I might just stick to rhubarb crisp only. But
okay.
No, it was good. The first bite kind of gets you back by your, you know, your jaw and your ears, that area there.
That
a little bit of tang. Yeah.
That tart spot.
Yeah. And actually, well, you let me take some home and had Wyatt try it the other night.
How'd that go?
It didn't even faze him.
Really?
Yeah. Nothing. He ate it all that I gave on his plate. And yeah, he liked it.
He liked it.
Yeah.
Well, you know, so many people think, ooh, rhubarb. Oh, no, I've never tried that. How can that be any good?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, remember, there's cinnamon, there's sugar in it. You know, I mean, by the time you get done with all that stuff, hey, who doesn't like cinnamon?
Yeah.
Seriously.
And the oatmeal topping, oh, I just love that.
Yeah, so, you know, it all works out pretty well. Mm-hmm. And that, yeah, so the next time you go out somewhere and they say, "Well, would you like dessert? We have pie. What kind of pie do you have?" And they say, "Well, let's see, we have apple, we have pumpkin pie, we have cherry pie, and we have rhubarb pie. Which would you choose?"
I don't know. I'm not really a pie person.
Oh.
That's why I'd probably stick to rhubarb crisp only.
Oh, okay. Either way.
I don't like the pie crusts. If it's a graham cracker crust, that's more my type of pie.
You know, and I've done both. As far as making it at home,
mm-hmm.
the crisp is way easier. I think it's way easier to make. So it's, I mean, because it's real easy. It doesn't take hardly any time.
Yeah.
You know, it takes, I mean, the longest part of it is cutting up the rhubarb.
It's not bad.
That's the longest part of it. And, you know, other than that, everything else is just all the ingredients are there. You're mixing it together. You're putting it all together. You get the layer going, and you get the top going. And 40 minutes in the oven later, you're done. Ready
to
go.
Yeah.
But it's really good. I tell you what, rhubarb really good with cinnamon ice cream.
That's what you were saying. I put some half and half on it.
Mm-hmm.
It was pretty good with that, too.
Well, and I brought some Ready Whip out to the station the other day when I brought some of the rhubarb crisp in for folks to try. Just simply, I prefer it with ice cream.
Yeah.
But, you know, we don't have much of a freezer here, so it would be kind of tough to keep that ice cream out here.
Yep.
But at home, yeah, we do it with ice cream. And if we can find, I mean, vanilla's great, but if we can find it.
Yeah, just really adds to it.
Yeah, sometimes it's kind of hard to find the cinnamon ice cream. You have to look quite hard to find it. But if it's, you know, I hate to say if it's in season, but it seems like in the summer months, about the only time I can ever find it.
Really?
Maybe that's the only time I'm ever looking for
it. Well, yeah, more people eat the ice cream and give them different options, I guess.
But boy, if you could find a carton of cinnamon ice cream, oh, that's wonderful on the rhubarb stuff. Now, maybe it's good on the other types of pie, too.
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, and I was looking, and I see here the other day, I came across a little article that was written by Richard Geron and Willie Klein, the Iowa State University Extension and Outreach horticulturalists, and it's all about Rhubarb. Yes. How convenient. Yeah. You know, rhubarb, what do you think? Is it a vegetable or a fruit?
I would think vegetable. No. I'm going to say fruit.
Wow, I didn't realize this was going to be that tough a question. Just pick one. There's only two.
Fruit.
Vegetable. It's actually classified as a vegetable. It's kind of like a, you know, like some of those, like a tomato.
I was trying to think, you know, with a root, but okay. Yeah,
classified as a vegetable, but oftentimes used as a fruit because it has high acidity. That gives it the tart flavor you're talking about. Only the leaf stalks, which are used in pies and tarts and sauces, jams, jellies, puddings, punch, should be eaten. The leaves you don't eat. So anyway, some helpful tips on rhubarb. Here's a question. Is it safe to eat rhubarb after the plants have been exposed to freezing temperatures? Well, hopefully we're not going to have to worry about that right now.
Hope not.
But after freezing temperatures in the spring, sometimes gardeners express concerns about the edibility of their rhubarb. And rhubarb tolerates cold temperatures actually quite well. Temperatures in the upper 20s or low 30s usually don't cause any damage. They say temperatures in the mid-20s or lower, though, usually necessary to damage rhubarb. And rhubarb that's damaged by freezing temperatures will have black shriveled leaves and soft, limp leaf stalks. Doesn't even sound appetizing.
Yeah, it doesn't even
appealing, no. It's safe to harvest rhubarb if the plants show no sign of damage 2 or 3 days after its the freeze event, though. They say the damaged rhubarb stalks should be pulled and discarded, and new stalks that emerge after the freeze are safe to harvest. Another question they get quite often, why is my rhubarb flowering? Well, flower development is natural for rhubarb and most other plants. Drought, extreme heat, infertile soils may encourage flowering. Age is another factor there, too. Old plants tend to flower more than the younger ones. Now, regardless of the reason, flower stalks should be promptly pulled and discarded. The plants will be less productive if they're allowed to flower and set seeds. Hmm. Kind of sounds like corn, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Flower formation can be discouraged with good cultural practices. They say that water your rhubarb plants every 7 to 10 days during dry weather. You want to sprinkle about maybe a half a cup of an all-purpose garden fertilizer like the 10-10-10 around each plant in early spring, and then control the weeds by shallow hoeing and hand-pulling or mulching there, too. What about the correct way to harvest rhubarb? Some people are out there chopping it. Some people just yanking away at it. How do you harvest it? What's the correct way? Well, they say you want to harvest the rhubarb when the stalks are 10 to 15 inches long. You want to grasp the stalk near the base and pull up and slightly to one side. Immediately after you harvest the rhubarb, you want to remove the leaf blades from the stalks with a sharp knife and then discard that foliage. The stalks can be placed in a plastic bag and then stored in the refrigerator for 2 to 4 weeks.
Wow.
So it keeps quite well in the refrigerator. Yeah. When you harvest rhubarb, you don't want to remove more than 2/3 of the fully developed stalks from any plant at one time. So you don't want to take all of it. Now, it says, when should I stop harvesting rhubarb? Well, gardeners should stop harvesting well-established rhubarb plants in mid-June here in Iowa. So that's why right now is kind of, right now is kind of the key time.
Short season for it.
It is. Continued harvest through the summer months will help to weaken the rhubarb plants. It'll reduce the yield and quality of next year's crop. So you want to be kind of aware of that. And there are actually different varieties, too. If you want to plant some rhubarb plants there, and they have different varieties for home gardens, they say the best ones would be Canada Red, Crimson Red, McDonald, and Valentine. They have attractive red stalks, and they're good choices for Iowa gardens. And they say the Victoria is a reliable green-stalked plant. The rhubarb plants can be bought from garden centers, mail-order companies, all kinds of different places. Or in a lot of cases, folks get rhubarb in their yard, either sometimes by accident, or they transplant from someplace else.
Yeah.
They know somebody who has some plants, so they dig a little up, replant them in your place, and then next year, voila.
There you go.
Away you go. Rhubarb. Love it. Still have some in the fridge? Planning on eating some tonight.
Good.
Every night, actually. Yeah. It's a good time. It's a good plant. Love that stuff. Never used to like it much as a kid.
Yeah.
Not as a young child. My grandmother had a rhubarb patch in the backyard. My mom used to tell us stories about how they'd go out there before school and they'd cut rhubarb plants and just, you know, put
eat
a little
right
sugar on them. And, yeah, just eat them right there. But yeah, she used to have a rhubarb patch. So she used to make a lot of rhubarb. Rhubarb pie, rhubarb crisp, rhubarb cake. She would make rhubarb bread. All kinds of different stuff. Sometimes when you're a kid, it just doesn't hit you right.
Yeah.
But as an adult, I rediscovered rhubarb many years ago as an adult and have loved it for a long time. Hope you do, too. All right. That's enough about rhubarb for now. You know where you could probably get some? some of these garden markets.
Oh, I bet.
And they're just about ready to go here, too. A lot of these farmers markets are just getting open here. In fact, the Anita Farmers Market is opening up this Monday, June the 10th. So they'll get started there, as they'll have all that fresh produce and all that other stuff that goes along with it, too. That'll be from 4 until 7 p.m., and that'll be each Monday, all summer long, starting this Monday, June the 10th. That's in Anita, the farmers market there. Now, also, the Grizzled Farmers Market gets started the very next day. They're going to start their season this Tuesday, June 11th, and that'll be from 4 to 7 p.m. So they'll have all kinds of stuff. It's located at 807 Main Street in Griswold. So again, that's 4 to 7 p.m. starting June 11th on Tuesday nights. So good night for that. And the Atlantic Farmers Market will be opening up here this next weekend. It'll open up on Saturday, June 15th. It'll open at 9 a.m. It's at Orchland's parking lot, same place it's been last couple of years. It'll be open starting this Saturday now. It'll be open every Saturday from 9 to 11 a.m. through October 26th, and then also every Tuesday evening from 5 to 7 p.m. at that same location. Now, if you have any questions about that, you can call Kathy McCrory at 249-2051. She can talk to you about all of those things. So, yeah, a lot of opportunity for you to get some of the good stuff there before it's all gone. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with more for you here on our program right after this.
Whether you're a patient we're seeing regularly for chemo treatments, attending one of our diabetes clinics, or a couple about to have your first baby, at Cass County Memorial Hospital, we think about your health 365 days a year.
What you eat is a big part of your health and wellness. Heart disease, diabetes, and some cancers are linked to what you eat. This is Emily Kringle, registered dietitian at Cass County Memorial Hospital for the past 36 years. Eating plenty of whole grains, vegetables, and fruits, along with substituting fish for one serving of red meat a week, will help give your body the fuel it needs to support you in an active, healthy lifestyle.
Whether we're setting a broken bone in our emergency department or providing rehab services after a long illness, we are here to help you feel better. Cass County Memorial Hospital, neighbors caring for neighbors.
All right, back we go once again. Your turn. What do you have over there?
All right, I got lots and lots and lots of stuff.
Good.
All right, well, let's see here. The Armoreras Quartet, they're performing on Sunday, June 9th at the First United Methodist Church. They'll have a performance at 8:45 and at 11, and then a love offering will be received. Also, the Exira Mason's Flag Day Breakfast, that's on Sunday, June 9th. That is from 8:30 to 12:30, and that's at the Brayton Town Hall, serving lots of good stuff. Pancakes, eggs, sausage, French toast, and that's all for a free will donation. And that's sponsored by the Exodus Lodge, 342. The Grant Park Opry, it's open for the 2013 summer season. Starts on June 9th. It's from 2 to 6, and rock and country and guests will perform. Admission is just $6, and that goes to help support and maintain and improve the Opry stage. They do have some future events coming up, July 14th, August 11th, September 15th, and October 13th. And they have additional shows, the dates, you know, and such will be announced. They do have a concession stand that will also be open. They say you should bring your own lawn chairs, and they'll have a porta potty on site. Central Church of Christ Vacation Bible School, Kingdom Rock, that starts on Monday, June 10th, and it goes through Friday the 14th at the Central Church of Christ in Griswold. It's for kids ages 3rd through 5th grade, and again, it starts it's Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to noon, and you can register by going to their website at griswoldchurch.org or by calling 778-2433. The Anita Community Blood Drive, that's on June 11th. It's from noon to 6, and that will be held at the Anita Community Center. The Danish traditional musicians Jensen and Bugge from Denmark will perform at the Danish Windmill Stage. That's on June 12th at 7 p.m., the Danish Windmill. The mill is located 6 miles north of I-80 and Exit 54. Just bring a blanket or lawn chair and dress for the weather. They'll have a Danish hot dog meal will be for sale at the concert, and a free will donation will be taken for the concert to help offset the cost. That's a Danish traditional musicians Jensen and Bugge from Denmark performing at the Danish Windmill Stage on June 12th at 7 p.m. Also on June 12th is Red Cross Blood Drive in Audubon. It's from noon to 6 at St. Patrick's Parish Center. Then over in Lewis, the Red Cross Blood Drive is on June 13th from noon to 5:30, and that is at the Lewis Community Center. St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Walnut, they're having a spaghetti supper that's on June 14th. That's from 5 to 8, and that will be held at the church. They have all-you-can-eat spaghetti, along with breadsticks, salad, dessert, and drink. Just $8 for adults and $5 for kids 10 and under. Again, that's St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Walnut, their spaghetti supper on June 14th from 5 to 8. Enjoy some water fun in the sun. That's on June 15th. It's from 2 to 4 at the Nishna Valley Family YMCA, and you can join them and the Atlantic Firefighters for a free water extravaganza. They're going to have a huge slip and slide, a giant sprinkler, water fights, bounce houses, and that's on the north side of the middle school, and free snack. They ask that you do register by June 12th, and participants are required to have a release signed by a parent or guardian, and second grade and under must be accompanied by an adult. So that's Water Fun in the Sun at the YMCA on June 15th from 2 to 4. Just make sure you register your kids by June 12th, and you can do that at the YMCA. Marnie Fire Department's annual fundraiser will be held on June 15th. It's from 4:30 to 7:30 at the fire station. They're going to give you a choice of either a roast pork sandwich or a roast beef sandwich with potato salad, spring salad, chips, drink, and dessert. And that's all for a free donation. Everyone is welcome to attend that. It's Marnie Fire Department's annual fundraiser on June 15th. That's from 4:30 to 7:30 at the fire station. Well, if you like wine, you're going to want to attend this event. It's the Barn Birthday Bash at the Danish Countryside Winery. It's on June 15th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Public is invited to the celebration of the barn that was built in 1913, so that makes it 100 years old. The Danish Countryside Winery is located 2.5 miles east of Elkhorn on F-58. You can bring your own lawn chair, and they're going to have some live music by local musician Lauren Christensen, and he'll be performing from 1:30 to 3:30. You can also register for free door prizes throughout the day, and you must be present to win. Also, the Elkhorn Fire Department, they're going to have some sandwiches available to purchase there. You can enjoy your favorite wine by the bottle or glass, and water and soft drinks will also be available. They'll have free giveaways with a purchase of a bottle of wine, and they ask that no other alcohol or coolers be allowed on the property. It's the Barn Birthday Bash at the Danish Countryside Winery on June 15th, and that is from 10 to 5. The National Guard, they're coming to the Atlantic YMCA for a free event. This one is on June 19th from 2 to 4. And they're going to have a rock wall to climb and a gladiator obstacle course. And this event is for kids third grade and up. All participants will be required to have a release signed by a parent or adult guardian to climb the wall. And you must register by June 18th at the Y. So it's the National Guard coming to the Atlantic YMCA for their free event on June 19th from 2 to 4. You just need to register the day before on the 18th, and you can do that at the YMCA. The Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce's, it's their third Thursday summer concert series. It's on June 20th from 6 to 8, and that will be held at the Atlantic City Park. On the 20th, we'll be performing Praise Band. It's a Christian contemporary group. They're also going to have Produce in the Park, and in case of rain, it'll be held at the Elks Lodge. If you'd like more information on that, you can call the chamber or visit AtlanticIowa.com. Again, that's the third Thursday summer concert series on June 20th from 6 to 8.
That's a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
I heard you mention back-to-back about the wine tasting up there at the Danish Countryside Vines and Wines.
Yep.
And then you were talking about the rock climbing thing.
Yeah.
It's a good thing they don't mix wine tasting and
events.
Rock climbing. Yeah, that would be kind of...
That'd be dangerously but
entertaining.
Interesting. Yeah.
Dangerously entertaining, yeah.
Yeah.
It'd be a liability, I'm sure, too.
Oh, definitely.
Interesting. I tell you what's a weekend-long thing is the AmVets Walnut Antique Walk. Mm. The Walnut AmVets, once again, will be sponsoring their 31st Annual Walnut Antique Show, June 14th through the 16th. So it's coming up next weekend. The Walnut AmVets post number 45 is sponsoring all of that. There's free parking, free admission. There'll be 300-plus quality dealers along 17 city blocks. Lots and lots and lots of stuff. It's not just the antique dealers that live in Walnut that have stores there. It's all kinds of stuff set up all over the place. So lots of things going on. The Walnut, if you want to check it out online, too, they have a website, www.walnutantiqueshow.com. You can find out a whole lot more. And I'm just telling you, if you've not been to this thing before and you're not sure how big it is because you're thinking, well, it's Walnut, it's a small town, how big could it be? Well, let me just tell you this. 17 years ago, my wife and I got married that weekend.
Oh, yeah.
And I can't tell you how difficult it was to find hotel rooms around this area for my family.
Right.
And I was looking in January.
Wow.
Yeah. They book a year out. I mean, they're here now, so they'll just book for next year already. Mm-hmm. I had no idea back then how large this was.
Wow.
Until I tried to book rooms against it.
Yeah.
It was difficult. Hmm. Now, lots and lots and lots of folks attend that each and every year. So obviously they have a good thing going.
Yeah.
And a lot of people enjoy the antique thing. I mean, even if it's not a matter of, you know, you're going to fill up your house with a bunch of antiques. Mm-hmm. Some people like more of a modern look, and that's fine too. Still, there are a lot of neat things that you might find. Mm-hmm. And it's amazing the stuff that you stumble over.
Yeah.
And I think we've all watched, you know, like the Antique Roadshow on TV or the like those other shows like Pawn Stars and stuff like that.
What's the other one?
American Pickers.
Pickers, yeah.
Stuff like that. Uh-huh. You know, you never know what you're going to run into that might actually have some value.
Yeah.
So it's kind of interesting. And, of course, we watch those shows, so we're all smarter now.
Oh, I mean, we know what we're doing.
We know exactly what things are worth. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Because it's old doesn't mean it's antique.
That's right. So... You know, yeah, get your antiquing on and go visit the folks over in Walnut, and they'll show you a good old-fashioned time, right? With
Definitely,
antiques.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they always have a good time with that. It's always always a lot of fun. They get, like I say, get a great crowd there for that every year. Mm-hmm. Hopefully the weather's nice for them. It'd be great to have a nice weather weekend for a change.
It would be. It'd be a nice change.
I know. Everybody's just shaking their heads.
You're just so ready for the weekend, and then... The rain comes and you're stuck inside and you just feel like you're never going to get out there and get stuff done.
You know, at the risk of sounding like I'm whining or griping, I guess I am. the thing is, we spent the winter thinking, all right, it's time for spring. Let's go, let's go, let's go. And then March became April, and then April became May, and then May became June. And we're still kind of sitting here going, come on already.
Right. Well, we had, what was it, in March that we had just unbelievably nice weather and kind of put us in the mood for summer, but then it just...
What we had? And we were actually on the low side. We had like over seven inches of rain in May, which is a lot for the month.
Mm-hmm.
But considering some places in Iowa had that in a day.
Right.
You know, we actually didn't have that much compared to some of the other locations. But still, it's just been so much of it, you know, and you can always... It's the psyche, too. It's not just the wet ground and whatever. I mean, the farmers get anxious. They can't get the planting done. But the rest of us all, you know, it's the cloudy days.
Mm-hmm.
You need to have some sun.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to sound like a depressed cat. Oh, gee, no sun to lay in today.
I'm not going to have a good day.
Gosh, what am I going to do? Yeah, there goes my day. I guess I'll just sleep somewhere else. But there's something too that, you know, having that sunshine.
Mm-hmm.
And we haven't had all that warm a days either. Some of these days where it's been cloudy and maybe a little bit rainy, it's also been in the 50s.
Yeah.
So it hasn't been all that warm out either. So, come on, we're due.
Yeah, give us a break here.
We're due. Cut us some slack. It's time. I mean, we're just, about 2 weeks away from the first day of summer, and we really haven't had much, although some people would say it's spring, it's wet. What'd you expect in spring?
Yeah.
But still, I'd like to see a little bit better weather in
Me
spring.
Me too,
so
yeah.
Let's get a little something. Let's get a little something out of this while it's still spring, huh?
Yes.
You got any birthdays there?
I do. We have a card shower for Martha Anastasi. She's celebrating her 80th birthday on June 10th, and you can send her a card, wish her happy birthday to 509 Dodge Street in Harlan. That's 51537. Again, that's happy birthday to Martha Anastasi, celebrating her 80th birthday on June 10th, and her address is 509 Dodge Street in Harlan, 51537. She has one daughter and three grandchildren and six great-grandchildren. So happy birthday to Martha Anastasi. Over at the Exira Care Center, I'd like to wish happy birthday to Esther Forsman, celebrating her birthday on June 13th. Then over at the Friendship Home, happy birthday to Jack Fox, celebrating his birthday on June 8th, and David Duvall, also on the 8th. Happy birthday to Marjorie Miller, celebrating her birthday on June 10th. And also happy birthday to Joanne Peterson, celebrating her birthday on June 14th. So I hope everybody has a great birthday.
Oh, that's a lot of birthdays there. Good. I also have some anniversaries here to share with you coming up here pretty quick. We have a 50th wedding anniversary wish going out to Raymond and Jeanette Peterson. And actually, they'll be celebrating with an open house this Sunday, June the 9th, at the Elkhorn Town Hall. And that'll be held from 2 to 4 p.m. So again, congratulations and happy 50th wedding anniversary to Raymond and Jeanette Peterson. This Sunday, June 9th, 2 to 4 p.m., open house at the Elkhorn Town Hall. Wish them the very best. Also have a 60th wedding anniversary wish going out to Bill and Marie Casey. Now, if you'd like to send them a card, you may do so. The cards can be sent to Bill and Marie Casey, and the address is 804 Valley View Drive, Apartment E, and that's in Ida Grove, Iowa, 51445. That's from the grandchildren and children. So congratulations to those folks. Also, we have a 50th wedding anniversary card shower that's being planned, and that is for Larry and Donna Jones. They live just up the street from us here.
Oh.
Larry and Donna Jones, their address is 54335 Olive Street, Atlantic, Iowa, 50022. And their family is hoping to wish them a happy anniversary with a card shower. So if you'd like to help out, again, it's Larry and Donna Jones, 54335 Olive Street, Atlantic, Iowa, 50022. 50th wedding anniversary wish. The actual date of their 50th anniversary is June 12th.
Huh.
So congratulations to those folks. And here's a boatload. It says, happy anniversary, and there'll be an open house held on Sunday, June 16th, and that'll be held from 2 to 4 p.m. at the United Methodist Church in Casey to celebrate not one, not two, but three anniversaries.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, everybody.
It'll be a big party.
Everybody getting together here. Yeah, we have anniversaries. They're going to share the day, and so again, this is going to be happy anniversary, and this is going out to, and these are all, let's see, two of them are 50th anniversaries, and one's a 40th. And the 50th anniversaries are to James and Sandra Plowman. Their actual anniversary date was April 6th. Lloyd and Carol McEwen, and their actual anniversary date is June 16th, so they're going to celebrate on the day. And then Ken and Pat Kirkpatrick will be celebrating their 40th wedding anniversary, and that'll be on June 16th as well as the actual date of their anniversary. So congratulations and happy anniversary to the Plowmans, the McEwens, and the Kirkpatricks. And again, that open house will be held on Sunday, June 16th, 2 to 4 p.m. at the United Methodist Church in Casey to celebrate their anniversaries together. So if you'd like to pop on by, they would love to have you that day. That sounds like they're going to have a lot of fun. That's one way you guarantee a big turnout.
Yeah, that's true.
Just put everybody together like that.
Yeah.
That works out pretty well. Very good. Hey, got a chance this weekend also on Saturday morning, actually, to ride the steam locomotive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a few years ago when the Atlantic and Anita Fire Departments did that as a fundraiser, we happened to be gone that Saturday.
Yeah.
We were out of town, so I was kind of bummed out because I really wanted to do that. But they had an incredible run on the tickets.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was such a neat thing and something different and kind of unique that they sold out tickets literally in days.
Yeah.
Well, this time there were a few more tickets available. Mm-hmm. The tickets didn't sell quite as fast as they had last time, so you could buy tickets pretty much right up to the day. But had a good time.
Good.
It was a good time.
Yeah.
Met some nice folks and had a chance to ride the steam train. We took the early morning ride, leaving Atlantic at 9. Had a chance to ride over to Anita and then socialize a little bit there and then ride back over to Atlantic again. So spent the better part of our morning doing that on the old steam locomotive. You know, it's amazing. You're only just a few feet off the road that you drive all the time.
Different views.
Yeah. But you see it so much differently.
Huh.
It's kind of fun to do that. It's kind of neat to do that. And I want to send thank you to the Anita and Atlantic Fire Departments and the Iowa Interstate Railroad for allowing us that opportunity.
Yeah, very nice.
Yeah, appreciate them doing that and hope it was a good money raiser for them, a good fundraiser. They always need the cash.
Yeah.
Training and equipping those guys.
Not cheap.
Not cheap, no. But very essential.
Yes.
Very important. So thank you for doing that. Hey, that's all the time we have for you this weekend. Appreciate you being with us. This is Jim Field.
And Stacey Linfer.
And this has been your Nishna Valley.